1 Corinthians chapter 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother. To the church of God which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified, made holy. In Christ Jesus, called to be saints. Holy ones. With all who in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be to you, and peace, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf, for the grace of God which is given to you by Jesus Christ. That in everything you are enriched by him, in all speech, and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you. So that you are lacking in no gift. Waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Who shall also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called to the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I urge you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you. But that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Because it has been declared to me of you, my brothers, by those who are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say. That every one of you says, I am of Paul. And I am of Apollos, and I am of Cephas, and I am of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you, except Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanas. Besides these, I do not know whether I baptized any other. Because Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of no effect. Because the preaching of the cross is foolishness to those who perish, but to us who are saved it is the power of God. Because it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent wise. Where are the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Because in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom did not know God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. Because the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Because you see your calling, brothers, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, God has chosen, yes, and things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are. That no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who of God is made to us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. That, accordingly as it is written, let him who boasts, let him boast in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And I, brothers, when I came to you, did not come with eloquence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. Because I determined not to know anything among you, except Jesus Christ, and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However we speak wisdom among those who are perfect mature, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world to our glory. Which none of the princes of this world knew. Because had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. Because the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Because what man knows the things of a man, except the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God no man knows, except the Spirit of God. Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God. which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, because they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged by no man. Because who has known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I, brothers, could not speak to you as to spiritual, but as to carnal, worldly. Even as to babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat. Because up to now you were not able to bear it, neither are you now yet able to bear it. Because you are still carnal. Worldly. Because whereas there is among you envying, and strife, and divisions, are you not carnal, worldly? And walk as men. Because while one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Worldly. Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he who plants anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one. And every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Because we are laborers together with God, you are God's garden, you are God's building. According to the grace of God which is given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds upon it. But let every man take heed how he builds upon it. Because no other foundation can man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man builds upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be revealed. Because the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work stands which he has built upon it, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved. Yet so is by fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God lives in you? If any man defiles the temple of God, God shall destroy him, because the temple of God is holy, whose temple you are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. Because the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. Because it is written, He takes the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man boast in men. Because all things are yours. Whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come. All are yours. And you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Let a man so account of us, as of the ministers of Christ, and stewards of the mysteries of God. Furthermore it is required in stewards, that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you, or by man's judgment, yes, I do not judge myself. Because I know nothing by myself, yet I am not justified because of it, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time, until the Lord comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness, and will reveal the counsels of the hearts, and then every man shall have praise from God. And these things, brothers, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes. That you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up against one another. Because who causes you to differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now if you received it, why do you take pride in it, as if you had not received it? Now you are full, now you are rich, you have reigned as kings without us, and I wish to God you did reign, that we also might reign with you. Because I think that God has set forth us the apostles last, as it were appointed to death, because we are made a spectacle to the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are wise in Christ, we are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised. Even to this present hour we both hunger, and thirst, and are naked, and are beaten, and have no certain place to live. And labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, mocked, made fun of, we bless, being persecuted, we suffer it. Being slandered, we ask that they be forgiven. We are made as the filth of the world, and are the scum of all things to this day. I write these things not to shame you, but as my beloved sons I warn you. Because though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. Because in Christ Jesus I have fathered you through the gospel. Therefore I urge you, be my followers. Because for this reason I have sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved son, and faithful in the Lord, who shall remind you of my ways which are in Christ, as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are puffed up with pride. As though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord wills, and will know, not the speech of those who are puffed up with pride, but the power. Because the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. What do you want? Shall I come to you with a rod, or in love, and in the spirit of humility? 1 Corinthians chapter 5. It is reported commonly that there is fornication, sex outside of marriage. Among you, and such fornication, sex outside of marriage. As is not so much as named among the Gentiles, non-Jews. That one should have his father's wife. And you are puffed up with pride. And have not rather mourned, that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you. Because truly I, though absent in body, but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present, concerning him who has so done this deed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together, and my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such an one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. Because even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in a letter not to keep company with fornicators, people who have sex outside of marriage. Yet not altogether with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, greedy, lusting, wanting things that belong to others. Or extortionists, or with idolaters. Because then you would need to go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother is a fornicator, has sex outside of marriage, or covetous, greedy, lusting, wanting things that belong to others, or an idolater, or one who rages against others, or a drunkard, or an extortionist, with such an one do not eat. Because what have I to do to judge those also who are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside God judges. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust, and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set those to judge who are least esteemed in the church. I speak to your shame. Is it so? That there is not a wise man among you? No, not one who shall be able to judge between his brothers. But brother goes to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now therefore there is completely a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather allow yourselves to be defrauded? No, you do wrong, and defraud, and that to your brothers. Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, those who have sex outside of marriage, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, married people who have sex with someone other than their spouse, nor effeminate, homosexuals, those who have sex with the same gender, nor those who abuse themselves, their bodies, with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, greedy, lusting, wanting things that belong to others, nor drunkards, nor revilers, slanderers, nor extortionists, shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you are washed, but you are sanctified, made holy. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient, beneficial. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, sex outside of marriage, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God has both raised up the Lord, and will also raise up us by his own power. Do you not know that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ, and make them the members of a prostitute? God forbid. What? Do you not know that he who is joined to a prostitute is one body with her? Because he says, the two shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication, sex outside of marriage. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits fornication sins against his own body. What? Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Because you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body, and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, sex outside of marriage, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife does not have power over her own body, but the husband, and likewise also the husband does not have power over his own body, but the wife. Do not deprive one another sexually, except by mutual consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. But I speak this by permission, and not of commandment. Because I would desire that all men were even as I myself. But every man has his proper gift of God, one after this manner, and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they stay even as I. But if they cannot contain themselves, let them marry, because it is better to marry than to burn. And to the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord, do not let the wife depart from her husband. But and if she departs, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and do not let the husband divorce his wife. But to the rest I speak, not the Lord. If any brother has a wife who does not believe, and she is willing to live with him, let him not divorce her. And the woman who has a husband who does not believe, and if he is willing to live with her, let her not leave him. Because the unbelieving husband is sanctified, made holy, by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified, made holy, by the husband. Else your children would be unclean, but now are they holy. But if the unbelieving departs, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace. Because how do you know, O wife, whether you shall save your husband? Or how do you know, O man, whether you shall save your wife? But as God has distributed to every man, as the Lord has called everyone, so let him walk. And so I ordain in all churches. Is any man called while being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. Let every man live in the same calling in which he was called. Are you called while being a servant? Do not worry about it. But if you may be made free, do so. Because he who is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's freeman, likewise also he who is called, being free, is Christ's servant. You are bought with a price. Do not be the servants of men. Brothers, let every man, in which he is called, live in that manner with God. Now concerning virgins I have no commandment of the Lord. Yet I give my judgment, as one who has obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. I suppose therefore that this is good for the present distress, I say, that it is good for a man to be so. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be loosed. Are you loosed from a wife? Do not seek a wife. But and if you marry, you have not sinned, and if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. Nevertheless such shall have trouble in the flesh, but I would spare you. But this I say, brothers, the time is short. It remains, that both those who have wives be as though they had none. And those who weep, as though they did not weep, and those who rejoice, as though they did not rejoice, and those who buy, as though they did not possess. And those who use this world, as not abusing it, because the form of this world passes away. But I would have you not be full of cares. He who is unmarried cares for the things that belong to the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he who is married cares for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. There is difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares for the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she who is married cares for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I speak for your own profit. Not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is becoming, and that you may attend upon the Lord without distraction. But if any man thinks that he behaves himself unbecoming toward his virgin, if she is past the flower of her age, and needs so require, let him do what he will, he does not sin, let them marry. Nevertheless, he who stands steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but has power over his own will, and has so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin, does well. So then he who gives her in marriage does well, but he who does not give her in marriage does better. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband lives, but if her husband dies, she is at liberty to be married to whom she wills, only in the Lord. But she is happier if she so lives, after my judgment, and I think also that I have the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Now as concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but charity edifies. Builds up. And if any man thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man loves God, the same is known by him. As concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is no other God but one. Because though there are those that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there are many gods, and many lords. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom all things are, and we by him. However, not every man has that knowledge. Because some with conscience of the idol to this hour eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But meat does not commend us to God, because neither, if we eat, are we the better, nor, if we do not eat, are we the worse. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours becomes a stumbling block to those who are weak. Because if any man sees you who has knowledge sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not his conscience which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols, and through your knowledge shall the weak brother perish, for whom Christ died. But when you sin so against the brothers, and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. Therefore, if meat causes my brother to be offended, I will eat no meat while the world stands, lest I cause my brother to be offended. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If I am not an apostle to others, yet doubtless I am to you, because you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. My answer to those who examine me is this: do we not have power to eat and to drink? Do we not have power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brothers of the Lord, and Cephas? Or I only and Barnabas, do we not have power to forbear working? Who goes to war at any time at his own charges? Who plants a vineyard, and does not eat of its fruit? Or who feeds a flock, and does not drink of the milk of the flock? Do I say these things as a man? Or does the law not also say the same? Because it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treads out the corn. Does God take care for oxen? Or does he say it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he who plows should plow in hope. And that he who threshes in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown to you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal, worldly things? If others are partakers of this power over you, do we not have the same right? Nevertheless, we have not used this power. But suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those who minister about holy things live off the things of the temple? And those who wait at the altar are partakers with the altar. Even so has the Lord ordained that those who preach the gospel should live of the gospel. But I have used none of these things. Neither have I written these things, that it should be so done to me. Because it would be better for me to die, than that any man should make my boasting void. Because though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast about, because necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me, if I do not preach the gospel. Because if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a stewardship of the gospel is committed to me, what is my reward then? Truly that, when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I do not abuse my power in the gospel. Because though I am free from all men, yet I have made myself servant to all, that I might gain the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. to those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law. Being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker with you. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? So run, that you may obtain. And every man who strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. But we an incorruptible crown. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so I fight, not as one who beats the air. But I keep control over my body, and bring it into subjection. Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Moreover, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant, how that all our forefathers were under the cloud, and all passed through the sea. And were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual meat. And all drank the same spiritual drink. Because they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. But with many of them God was not well pleased, because they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Neither be idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written. The people sat down to eat and drink, and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication. Sex outside of marriage. As some of them committed, and 23,000 fell in one day. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by snakes. Nor murmur, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them for examples. And they are written for our warning, upon whom the ends of the world have come. Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. There has no temptation overtaken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above what you are able to bear, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Therefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. You judge what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Because we being many are one bread, and one body, because we are all partakers of that one bread. Consider Israel after the flesh. Are not those who eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What do I say then? That the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything. But I say, that the things which the Gentiles non-Jews sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons, and not to God, and I do not want you to have fellowship with demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord, and the cup of demons, you cannot be partakers of the Lord's table, and of the table of demons. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient, all things are lawful for me, but all things do not profit. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's well-being. Whatsoever is sold in the marketplaces, that eat, asking no question for conscience' sake, because the earth is the Lord's, and its fullness. If any of those who do not believe bid you to a feast, and you are disposed to go, whatever is set before you, eat, asking no questions for conscience' sake. But if any man says to you, this is offered in sacrifice to idols, do not eat for his sake who told you, and for conscience' sake. Because the earth is the Lord's, and its fullness. Conscience, I say, not your own conscience. But of the other person's conscience. Because why is my liberty judged by another man's conscience? But if I by grace am a partaker, why am I evilly spoken of for that for which I give thanks? Whether you eat, or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Give no offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles non-Jews, nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Be my followers, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brothers, that you remember me in all things, and keep the ordinances, as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know, that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man. And the head of Christ is God. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. But every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head, because that is the same as if she were shaved. Because if the woman is not covered, let her also be shaved, but if it is a shame for a woman to be shaved, let her be covered. Because a man indeed ought not to cover his head, inasmuch as he is the image and glory of God. But the woman is the glory of the man. Because the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. Because for this reason the woman ought to have power on her head as a witness to the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man, in the Lord. Because as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of God. Judge in yourselves. Is it becoming that a woman pray to God uncovered? Does not even nature itself teach you, that, if a man has long hair, it is a shame to him? But if a woman has long hair, it is a glory to her, because her hair is given to her for a covering. But if any man seems to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God. Now in this that I declare to you I do not praise you, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. Because first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there are divisions among you. And I partly believe it. Because there must be also heresies among you, that those who are approved may be revealed among you. When you come together therefore into one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. Because in eating everyone takes his own supper before the other, and one is hungry, and another is drunken. What? Have you not houses to eat and to drink in? Or do you despise the church of God, and shame those who do not have? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. Because I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus the same night in which he was betrayed took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you, do this in memory of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had eaten, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this, as often as you drink it, in memory of me. Because as often as you eat this bread, and drink this cup, you show the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore whoever shall eat this bread, and drink this cup of the Lord, unworthily, shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread, and drink of that cup. Because he who eats and drinks unworthily, eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Because if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. And if any man is hungry, let him eat at home, that you not come together to condemnation. And the rest I will set in order when I come. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles. Non-Jews. Carried away to these dumb idols, even as you were led. Therefore I give you to understand, that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. And that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the Holy Spirit. Now there are differing gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are differing operations, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the revelation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit from. Because to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy. To another discerning of spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and the same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. Because as the body is one, and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is Christ. Because by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether we are Jews or Gentiles, non-Jews. Whether we are slave or free. And have been all made to drink into one Spirit. Because the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, Because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would the smelling be? But now God has set the members every one of them in the body, as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now they are many members, yet but one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much more those members of the body, which seem to be more feeble, are necessary. And those members of the body, which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our unpresentable parts have more abundant beauty. Because our more beautiful parts have no need. But God has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacks. That there should be no division in the body. But that the members should have the same care for one another. And when one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and members in particular. And God has set some in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, governments, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? No. Are all prophets? No. Are all teachers? No. Are all workers of miracles? No. Have all the gifts of healing? No. Do all speak with tongues? No. Do all interpret? No. But earnestly desire the best gifts. And yet I will show to you a more excellent way. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the languages of men and of angels, and do not have charity, love, I have become as sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and do not have charity, love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and do not have charity, love, it does not profit me anything. Charity, love, suffers long, and is kind. Charity, love, does not envy. Charity, love, does not flaunt itself, is not puffed up with pride. Does not behave itself unseemly, does not seek her own benefit, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil. Does not rejoice in sin, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Charity, love, never fails. But where there are prophecies, they shall fail. Where there are languages, they shall cease. Where there is knowledge, it shall vanish away. Because we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. Because now we see through a glass, dimly, as a blur. But then face to face. Now I know in part. But then I shall know even as also I am known. And now these three: faith, hope, charity, love, remain. But the greatest of these is charity, love. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Seek after charity, love, and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. Because he who speaks in an unknown language speaks not to men, but to God, because no man understands him. Even so in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he who prophesies speaks to men to encouragement, and exhortation, and comfort. He who speaks in an unknown language uplifts himself, but he who prophesies uplifts the church. I desire that you all spoke with spiritual languages, but even more that you prophesied, because greater is he who prophesies than he who speaks with spiritual languages. Unless he interprets, that the church may receive encouragement. Now, brothers, if I come to you speaking with spiritual languages, what shall I profit you, unless I shall speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by teaching? And even things without life-giving sound, whether pipe or harp, unless they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? Because if the trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? So likewise you, unless you speak by the spiritual language, words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? Because you shall speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without significance. Therefore if I do not know the meaning of the voice, I shall be to him who speaks a barbarian, uneducated, uncivilized, and he who speaks shall be a barbarian, uneducated, uncivilized, to me. Even so you, and as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the encouragement of the church. Therefore let him who speaks in an unknown language pray that he may interpret. Because if I pray in an unknown language, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also, I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else when you shall bless with the spirit, how shall he who occupies the room of the unlearned say Amen? Let it be. At your giving of thanks, since he does not understand what you say. Because you truly give thanks well, but the other is not encouraged. I thank my God, I speak with spiritual languages more than you all. Yet in the church I had rather speak 5 words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown language. Brothers, do not be children in understanding. Let it be that in malice you are children, but in understanding be men. In the law it is written, with men of other languages and other lips I will speak to this people, and yet for all that they will not listen to me. Says the Lord. Therefore, spiritual languages are for a sign, not to those who believe, but to those who do not believe, but prophesying does not serve those who do not believe, but those who believe. If therefore the whole church comes together into one place, and all speak with unknown languages, and there comes in those who are unlearned, or unbelievers, will they not say that you are mad? But if all prophesy, and there comes in one who does not believe, or one unlearned, he is convicted of all, he is judged of all. And so the secrets of his heart are revealed. And so falling down on his face he will worship God, and report that God is truly in you. How is it then, brothers? When you come together, every one of you has a song, has a teaching, has a spiritual language, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done to the upbuilding of the church. If any man speaks in an unknown language, let it be by 2, or at the most by 3, and that by course. And let one interpret. But if there is no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church, and let him speak to himself, and to God. Let the prophets speak 2 or 3, and let the others judge. If anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first hold his peace. Because you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Because God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Let your women keep silence in the churches, because it is not permitted for them to speak. But they are commanded to be under obedience, as also the law says. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, because it is a shame for women to speak in the church. What? Did the word of God come out from you? Or did it come to you only? If any man thinks himself to be a prophet, or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write to you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man is ignorant, let him be ignorant. Therefore, brothers, earnestly desire to prophesy, and do not forbid to speak with spiritual languages. Let all things be done decently and in order. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Furthermore, brothers, I declare to you the gospel which I preached to you, which also you have received, and in which you stand. By which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain. Because I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And that he was seen by Cephas Peter. Then by the 12. After that, he was seen by more than 500 brothers at once, of whom the greater part remain to this present day, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen by James. Then by all the apostles. And last of all he was seen by me also, as of one born out of due time. Because I am the least of the apostles, that am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now if Christ is preached that he rose from the dead, how is it that some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not risen, and if Christ has not risen, then our preaching is vain, and your faith is also vain. Yes, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he did not raise up, if it is that the dead do not rise. Because if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not raised. And if Christ is not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they also who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now Christ has risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of those who slept. Because since by man death came, by man the resurrection of the dead came also. Because as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits. Afterward those who are Christ's at his coming. Then comes the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. Because he must reign, until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Because he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is revealed that he is accepted, who put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued to him, then the Son shall also himself be subject to him who put all things under him, that God may be all in all. Else what shall they do who are baptized for the dead, if the dead do not rise at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me, if the dead do not rise? Let us eat and drink. Because tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness, and do not sin, because some do not have the knowledge of God, I speak this to your shame. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? You fool, that which you sow does not come alive, unless it dies. And that which you sow, is not sown in that body that shall be, but bare grain, it may chance of wheat, or of some other grain. But God gives it a body as it has pleased him, and to every seed its own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. But there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fish, and another of birds. There are also heavenly bodies, and earthly bodies. But the glory of the heavenly is one, and the glory of the earthly is another. There is one glory of the sun, and another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. Because one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written. The first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a life-giving spirit. So it is that which is spiritual was not first, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy, the second man is the Lord from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also who are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are those also who are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Look, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Because the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Because this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin. And the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the churches of Galatia, even so you do the same. Upon the first day of the week, Sunday, let every one of you lay by in store, as God has prospered him, that there be no collections when I come. And when I come, whomever you shall approve by your letters, them I will send to bring your generous offerings to Jerusalem. And if it is appropriate that I go also, they shall go with me. Now I will come to you, when I shall pass through Macedonia, because I will pass through Macedonia. And it may be that I will stay, yes, and winter with you, that you may bring me on my journey wherever I go. Because I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to stay a while with you, if the Lord permits. But I will remain at Ephesus until Pentecost. Because a great and effective door has opened to me, and there are many adversaries. Now if Timothy comes, see that he may be with you without fear, because he works the work of the Lord, as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him. But conduct him forth in peace, that he may come to me, because I look for him with the brothers. As concerning our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come to you with the brothers, but his will was not at all to come at this time. But he will come when he shall have convenient time. You watch, stand fast in the faith, stand like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity, love. I urge you, brothers. You know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have dedicated themselves to the ministry of the saints. That you submit yourselves to such, and to everyone who helps with us, and labors. I am glad for the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, because that which was lacking on your part they have supplied. Because they have refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge them who are such. The churches of Asia Minor salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord, with the church that is in their house. All the brothers greet you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. The salutation is mine, Paul, with my own hand. If any man does not love the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be cursed. Maranatha, come, Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all in Christ Jesus. Amen, let it be.